Kirby and Josh. Home solution by Metricon, a fixed price home and land specialist.
Oh, loving it, loving it, loving it.
Maybe cold out there, but it is hot in here.
Yeah, it was a frosty day.
Frosty, but I've got a nice warm fire I get to go home to. Lovely.
Oh, have you got a fireplace?
Yes.
Oh, jealous. I love the smell.
It's so nice. And in the morning you come out and the coals are still red and I've gone, oh, I love this.
Delightful, delightful. Show was pretty good too.
We got into a slow news day with Top Sheets, but turned out to be one of the biggest news stories on our show.
Yeah, well, I was dead set against them.
You still are.
Yeah, absolutely. No one's changed my mind about a Top Sheet.
But a lot of people tried to.
Yeah, for sure. And I think more people are on your side.
They just serve a purpose.
Turns out you're not good at this. Every time we do the hot seat game, multiple choice, you're just really not good, are you? I actually don't think out of all the times we've played it, you've got one right.
I don't think I have. And I come in confident.
Maybe one, I don't know. But it's because 25% chance and you just guess.
Yeah, although I have an inkling and they're never right.
Yeah.
But did get your help today on the show. Am I regretting it a little bit? Because I asked for your help and the next minute, Judge Josh appears.
That's right. Robes came out.
And it was official. It was formal. And it was quite serious.
Well, did I give good rulings? Absolutely.
Did you miss some? Absolutely. Yeah. Do you pick and choose which ones you want? Absolutely.
Hey, you can catch all that and more right now on the podcast. I've got no doubt, Herbie, that it could be, you know, journalists, one, they're understaffed now, aren't they, at most newspapers and news.
Print on its way out, as they say.
Really? Yeah, I can't. How many days? Yeah, not a lot of years.
Remember how The Age used to be huge and then they made it
small? The broadsheet. Yep. Yeah, that was a big debate. There's another debate online at the moment today. So this is how I know it must be a slow news day, because they've obviously got to fill a certain quota of things.
Yes.
And here's the headline. Heated online debate reveals millennials have abandoned use of the top sheet.
Oi. Heated online debate.
Heated.
I'd love to see the comments going back and forth on this heated online debate. How passionate are these millennials getting about their top sheets?
And how many does it take to be a debate? Do they just get two opposing opinions and then they're like,
boom, we've got an article.
We've got a debate, guys. funny enough, though, it did get us talking.
It did, because the top sheet. Are you a fan of it?
Well, they're saying that the millennials killed off the top sheet, which I think I've never used a top sheet. As soon as I had to make my own bed, there has never been a top sheet on there.
Really?
Nah, one, get too hot. Two, it becomes messy and it never fits. You know what? Top sheet, great to get into. Like, great and snug. Feels great.
Yes.
Then you kick it off, it comes off, then you got to remake it. Too much effort. Just go with the doona.
See, for me, I am a top sheet user. And I don't think this should shock you at all, because I get very hot, so it ends up becoming my doona as well. So I take the doona off and just have a top sheet. And also I do fake tan, and at times you don't want to get that on your doona, so it's acting as like a protector layer for me. So I am a big fan of the top sheet. So in the set, I'll always put the fitted one on.
I think it's just a waste. You know what they thought? They thought we've got some extra material that we've done the fitted sheet. We've got all this leftover material. Let's just make it into another sheet. So no. You think that you need to have it.
I'll let you have the argument that it's not as common these days.
That's a waste
of time. Because I feel like people haven't learnt how to do the top sheet as well as they did back in the day. I remember going to sleep at my grandma's house and it was like, I had to get a chainsaw to get in there. She'd done it so tight. I don't know what they did back then, but it was so tight. Well, I'm just like a loose tuck and I love it. It's snug.
It's not surgery. You just tuck it under the and just flick the bit over the top. 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. Maybe it's not a slow news day. It's got us talking. Top sheet or not? We just want to do a quick poll. Yes or no? If you do, give us a call. We've got tickets to give away to the Supercats taking on the Tigers. The NBL 1 2021 season is here. Catch the Geelong Supercats kicking off at 5 p.m.
I reckon people are still using the top sheet, the flat sheet.
I think more women than men would use.
Oh,
because I'm just saying. I don't think like blokes.
He's jumping down that road.
I just think
gentlemen.
Because Kat used to have it, and then I've slowly worn it down over time. 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. Yes or no? Do you use the top sheet? Just a quick poll. You could score yourself some tickets to check out the NBL one. Let's go to the phones. 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. Chantel in Cario. Top sheet or no top sheet?
Yeah, top sheet.
Top sheet, yes.
Yes, they have top sheet, yep.
What's the pros of a top sheet there?
I'll just keep you warmer, and when it's too hot, you can keep the doona off and you've still got that sheet because
you're warm. Amen. I'm with you
right,
there.
That's one.
Great points.
Yeah. Here we go. Suzanne in Leopold, top sheet or no top sheet?
Definitely top sheet.
I told you it was a girl thing.
Do not say that. It's just a smart thing because you're lazy and can't be bothered making it.
Okay. Fair. How long does it take? Do you use it all the time, Suzanne? Susan?
Yeah, I do. I use it all the time and I fold the top of it over the doona cover and so it keeps the doona cover clean. So you don't have to wash the doona cover as often. So, you know, up there for thinking.
Mum hack 101.
Love that. Well done. I'm hoping someone's going to jump on my side. Joel, top sheet, no top sheet.
No, go. I don't recommend it.
Well done.
Why are you not a fan, Joel?
I think I just get tangled in it. Like, you've got your fitted sheet, and then you've got your top sheet, then you've got your doona. And then if it's too cold, you don't have a good doona, you've got a mink blanket. It just becomes way too much.
Yeah.
And so what are you doing in the bed, though, with your legs getting tangled that much, Joel?
Not stuff that can be said on radio.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Kirby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Right now, though, Louis Zacher from the newsroom. Welcome.
Hello. Hello, hello.
Louis, you do news.
Yes.
We know that. But we're going into another world with you now. One that Josh and I didn't even know existed.
Yeah, movies. Big movie buff over there.
Yeah. Don't mind.
You look like a movie critic.
Okay.
Just because he dresses dapper?
Yeah, like we wear a T-shirt.
he wears a suit.
He's wearing like actual work attire. must be professional. All right, so you've got three movie quotes from us.
Yes.
We've got to pinpoint what the movie is, obviously, and what the scene is.
Yes, so and there's a theme. It's people in the building have listed these as their favourite movies.
Oh, okay. I love that. He really is a movie buff. He's gone a lot of effort into this.
All right, here we go. Here's the first one. Let's see if we can do it, Herbie.
Sometimes I just wish I could go to sleep till I was 18.
Sounds a bit older, doesn't it?
Say it again.
Sometimes I just wish I could go to sleep till I was 18.
What's coming to mind over there, Josh?
Oh, I'm just getting it. It's an older film.
Sometimes I wish I could go to sleep till I was
18.
Okay, so he's under...
Well, he's over that.
He's over.
Isn't he? Can you give us any hints?
Yeah, give us a hint.
He isn't a fan of school.
Oh!
It's not the
Breakfast Club? No. Come on.
Not a fan of school.
We're not gonna take it.
Sometimes I just wish I could go to sleep till I was 18.
Is it Rocky?
I've got no idea. What Rocky is it?
Little Miss Sunshine.
Oh! Great film.
Good film.
Really good film.
All right, let's see if we can, lift on the second one. Here we go.
Bad by us.
Hey, Goldberg, I bet if that puck was a cheeseburger, you stop it.
Oh, Mighty Ducks, number 1.
Correct.
Good one. It's coming back. They're doing a reboot.
Yeah, not a fan of that.
Nah.
But at least they're bringing some of the same characters.
Just leave some stuff.
Yeah,
just,
I'm with you. I'm with you.
Let's leave it in the past.
But it's not an animation, and it's got some Michael J. Douglas. Is that who it is? Who's the coach?
Yep.
It's just escaping.
Sheen's brother, isn't it?
It's going to annoy all of us.
Yeah, Charlie
Martin Sheen.
That's
all right.
Put me on the spot.
Let's
it's like
move
a
on.
Hispanic name, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes, Elmio Estevez.
That's it.
There we are.
There we go. All right, last one. Let's end on a high. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Shikasha. Shish kebab. Shawshank Redemption. Chicago! You're out of there!
Oh, it's Jim Carrey, obviously.
Which one, though?
Is it Liar Liar?
Incorrect.
No. Oh. What's the one where people dress up and go as...
Is the mask?
Not the mask. It's not the mask.
Pet Detective?
No, it's not. It's not. Oh.
I'm starting to think of...
I was going to type. It's. I know. Oh, I think I know it.
If you're going to cheat, just do it a bit quieter.
Yeah.
Come on.
I can't get it. It's,
I've just given four options.
Shit crusher. Yeah.
I know what he's wearing. He's wearing a shirt.
Shish kebab.
He is wearing a shirt.
Chicago!
Ace,
you're out of there!
Ace Ventura?
I think I said that, Pet Detective.
Oh, did you? Yeah. I wasn't listening to you.
Well, I didn't say no because you were still rolling through. It is, yeah.
Oh,
come on, Louie. Well, jeez, that's a movie title. What else do you want?
I was struggling over here.
Well, it was Ace Ventura, correct. Yeah. So Pet Detective's kind of like that, yeah.
Oh,
there we go.
Please, Louie, I tell you what, if you give me this harsh, you're never welcome again.
You're out of here. Stupid than you.
It's Debbie and Josh.
Driving home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Debbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Mums can be very opinionated, even more so on Mumsnet.
Because it's anonymous.
Scrolling through it today, there are a lot of mums with a lot of opinions and they're throwing questions out there that aren't getting answered. So I was thinking it would be great if we could help them out. And I put the call out to the experts, people such as Eddie Maguire.
Yep.
Quite occupied at the moment. He's got,
we're pretty busy, yep.
Yeah, he's got some own stuff going on. So, look, I didn't think I'd ever ask you this, but what... to get your opinion on matters.
Oh, it's about time, Herbie. It is about time.
In the K-Rock justice system, trivial and petty disagreements are considered a way of life. In Geelong, the shining light who diffuses these matters is known to have the utmost respect of his community. That beacon of hope is Judge Josh.
Thank you. Welcome to the courtroom.
Beacon of hope.
Can you have some respect in my courtroom, please?
Oh, wow.
Wow, Your Honour.
I knew I was asking for your help. I just wasn't expecting that.
Okay.
Gosh. Anywho, you're the only one I've got, so we're going to go with it.
Okay. We'll fix your attitude and stand up straight, please.
I will say that some of the things these mums have asked for, quite petty.
Yep.
But they're getting a lot of responses and they need an answer.
That's perfect for Judge Josh.
So one mum has put it out there. Am I being unreasonable of you that I want to use the same baby name as my sister?
Absolutely. Am I being unreasonable? Yeah, I think so. I think that's disgraceful.
You check wouldn't allow that?
$500 fine.
Check one. Yourself. Not wear white on a wedding day. She doesn't want to wear white on her wedding day. She's being unreasonable.
No, not at all. It's your day.
Wear whatever you want.
You can do what you want.
Discussed this with Kat, your partner? Obviously,
discussed this, Your Honour?
Have you discussed this, Your Honour, with your partner who you're yet to propose to?
I won't be bringing in personal... into my court.
I'll ask it myself.
But no, you can wear what you want. Next one.
Am I being unreasonable that I don't want my husband to do foot peel masks? So you put on those socks and then it gets the dead skin off.
So you peel...
You put the sock on and then your skin falls off and you peel it off. She doesn't want her husband to do it.
Well, maybe not in front of her. I mean, maybe
keep it to the bedroom kind of matter.
Well, that's all the bathroom. That's probably a more appropriate time. Make sure you dispose of it correctly. Next one.
Am I being unreasonable that I want to read my husband's bank statements?
No comment. Next one.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh. Ooh, ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Big, big night for myself last night, Josh.
Yeah?
You're no longer... my only friend in Geelong.
Oh, wow. That's so exciting. Congratulations.
Thank you. Went on a little friend date.
Yeah.
And
how was it?
It went well. I honestly think it went really well. Conversation was flowing. There was a lot of laughter. Went to Folklore.
Yeah.
In Geelong West.
The Geelong West one, yeah.
I always have driven past it on my way home, and it is the busiest place from looking out. I've got.
Isn't it?
What happens there? Like, magic must happen out of that kitchen because it is always packed.
And it's on the corner too, so you see everyone. You're everyone. Like, you're driving past and you're like, oh, okay, wow.
And last night I found out why. Delicious.
Yeah, comes out quick too, doesn't it?
It's quick, it's yummy, and it was warm, just what you needed when it's a cold night. And so I had a very successful friend date, and one of my friends that I met, she actually informed me of something that happened to her on the weekend. And she went to a yoga class.
Yeah.
Where if you've ever done a yoga class, it's quite relaxing. It's not like hardcore hit, like go, go, go. It's breathe in, hold the pose. And by the end of a yoga class, you're normally lying down in a position where you're meditating in a way.
Checking in with yourself.
Exactly.
Love it.
So everyone was in Zen in that class.
Yeah.
And then they said their goodbyes and the teacher walked out. Now, when the teacher left, the people in the class heard her say, "Oh, my God, I'm so hungover." And she forgot that her mic was on. The Zen that was there, gone.
God, right.
It's an accidental, what did you catch on a hot mic?
Yeah.
Which is why I wanted to run through some things that have been caught on a hot mic. which made me laugh a little bit. So the first grab is from over in America in the Ice Hockey League, the NHL over there. It's a referee who's been caught on mic, the name of Tim Peel.
All right.
There wasn't much, but I wanted to get a penalty against Nashville early in the...
So he's caught saying he wanted to give a penalty against Nashville early.
Which obviously...
You can't do.
No.
I've always thought that about refs and umpires.
Are they dodgy? Yeah.
Is there a dodgy one? And it turns out, sorry, because he's no longer a ref. This is only in March of this year.
You'd love to hear some of their conversations.
I love when the players are mic'd up and you hear their conversation.
Yeah, I love it, especially in the cricket.
Oh, wild. And then the second one, the second one is of a news anchor over in the States, CNN anchor, and this is where President Bush is making a press conference and the anchor's mic is left on, so she's talking over President Bush.
Of course, brothers have
and
to
we're
be,
now working
you know,
together
protective.
In better fashion.
Except for
we're
mine,
better prepared.
I gotta be protective of him.
And step one of rebuilding is to assure people if another hurricane comes.
He's married, three kids, better, but his wife is just a control freak.
Oh, imagine that going out.
His wife is a control freak, her very own sister-in-law. Fair to say that's going to be an awkward Christmas.
No, for sure.
But I don't think there's any greater accidental caught on a hot mic than this audio of a mayor who left to go to the toilet.
That are higher
one
up the chain of so for us to just say it within the city limits.
It's so silly.
It's just a friendly reminder.
Turn your microphone off. Oh wow, it is heavy. Josh, driving you home.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Toby and Josh on K-Rock 955.
Right now, though, Louis Zacher from the newsroom. Welcome.
Hello. Hello, hello.
Louis, you do news.
Yes.
We know that. But we're going into another world with you now, one that Josh and I didn't even know existed.
Yeah, movies. Big movie buff over here.
Yeah. Don't mind.
You look like a movie critic.
Ah, okay.
Just because he dresses dapper?
Yeah, like we wear a T-shirt.
He wears a suit.
He's wearing like actual work attire. must be professional. All right, so you've got three movie quotes from us.
Yes.
We've got to pinpoint what the movie is, obviously, and what the scene is.
Yes, so and there's a theme. It's people in the building have listed these as their favourite movies.
Oh,
okay.
I love that. He really is a movie buff. He's gone all, a lot of effort into this.
All right, here we go. Here's the first one. Let's see if we can do it, Herbie.
Sometimes I just wish I could go to sleep till I was 18.
Sounds a bit older, doesn't it?
Say it again.
Sometimes I just wish I could go to sleep till I was 18.
What's coming to mind over there, Josh?
Oh, I'm just getting it. It's an older film.
Sometimes I wish I could go to sleep till I was 18.
18.
Okay, so he's under...
Well, he's over that.
He's over.
Isn't he? Can you give us any hints?
Yeah, give us a hint.
Yeah, he isn't a fan of school.
Oh!
Is it? It's not
Ferris Bueller. It's not,
no.
No, it's not.
Is it the Breakfast Club? No. Come on.
Not a fan of school.
We're not gonna take it.
Sometimes I just wish I could go to sleep till I was 18.
Is it Rocky?
I've got no idea. What
Rocky
is it?
Little Miss Sunshine.
Oh! Great film.
Good film.
Really good film.
All right, let's see if we can,
okay.
Lift on the second one. Here we go.
Bad by us.
Hey! Goldberg, I bet if that puck was a cheeseburger, you stop it.
Oh, Mighty Ducks, number one.
Correct.
Good one. It's coming back. They're doing a reboot.
Yeah, not a fan of that.
Nah.
But at least they're bringing some of the same characters.
Just leave some stuff.
Yeah,
just,
I'm with you. I'm with you.
Let's leave it in the past.
But it's not an animation, and it's got some... Michael J. Douglas, is that who it is? Who's the coach?
Yep.
It's just escaping.
Sheen's brother, isn't it?
It's going to annoy all of us.
Charlie
Martin Sheen.
Yeah. No. And it's...
That's all right.
Put me on the spot.
Let's
it's like
move
a
on.
Hispanic name, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes. Elmio Estevez.
That's it.
There we are.
There we go. All right. Last one. Let's end on a high. Okay. Here we go.
Okay.
Shikasha. Shish kebab. Shawshank Redemption. Chicago. You're out of there.
Oh, it's Jim Carrey, obviously.
Which one, though?
Is it Liar Liar?
Incorrect.
No. Oh. What's the one where people dress up and go, that's it.
Is the mask?
Not the mask. It's not the mask.
Pet
it's,
detective?
No, it's not. It's not. Oh,
I'm starting to think of...
I was going to type. It's. I know. Oh, I think I know it.
If you're going to cheat, just do it a bit quieter.
Yeah.
Come on.
I can't get it. It's,
I've just given him four options.
Shakasha. Yeah.
I know what he's wearing. He's wearing a shirt.
Shish kebab.
He is wearing a shirt.
Chicago!
Ace Ventura?
I think I said that. Pet detective.
Did you? Yeah. I wasn't listening to you.
Well, I didn't say no because you were still rolling through. It is, yeah.
Oh!
Come on, Louie. Well, jeez, that's the movie title. What else do you want?
I was struggling over here.
Well, it was Ace Ventura, correct. Yeah. Head detective's kind of like that, yeah.
Oh,
there we go.
Please, Louie, I tell you what, if you give me this arch, you're never welcome again.
You're stupid than you.
Herbie and Josh on Kayrock.
Driving home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On Kayrock 955.
So this is incredible. It's one of those moments where you think, wow, that is... What a coincidence.
Yep.
Like, how can that even happen? So Rita Ora and Dua Lipa, obviously two very talented singers, both from Albania.
Yep.
And both from Kosovo.
Okay.
So obviously it's a small...
So they've got a connection to that country.
That's right. So a photo has surfaced of their dads hanging out back in the 60s.
No
pretty
way.
Pretty incredible when you think about it, that those two men... would then go on to have...
two of the biggest female pop stars in the world.
Incredible. Incredible.
That's unbelievable. And you hear of these all the time where someone goes, yeah, in that photo is actually this person connected to me.
Mm.
And it blows my mind every time.
Amazing. Amazing. So I thought we'd get you back in the hot seat. And we're going to test out which celebrities know each other from before they were famous, okay?
Okay.
Why did you get so tense?
Because I'm never good at the hot seat game. I know it's multiple choice, but I haven't been good.
You got a 25% chance of getting it right, okay?
All right, I'm backing myself in. No, I've got this.
You should. You should back yourself in. All right, let's kick it off with this one.
All right.
Lenny Kravitz is the person in question.
Yes.
Did he know A, Nicolas Cage, B, John Travolta, C, Mel Gibson, or D, Ricky Gervais early on?
Wouldn't have picked any of them. I'm ruling out A.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah, of course you can. So these guys were in a high school production together.
I'm going to go B, John Travolta.
B, John Travolta. You're locking it in?
Locking it in, thanks.
It was A, Nicolas Cage.
Oh, ruled him out straight away.
All right.
He's been in a... Okay.
All right, here we go. They went to high school together.
There you go.
Back on the easy question, the $1,000 mark. Haven't moved on from there. Okay. Cameron Diaz.
Yes.
All right. Fan of hers?
Yes. I would love to be part of her family because it's got her, the brother, Madden Brothers, Nicole Richie, very famous. A lot of fun.
Did she have a relationship with A, Ice-T, B, Vanilla Ice, C, Snoop Dogg, or D, Eminem?
Cameron Diaz.
Did they both go to the same high school? Which one was it?
So she would be 40-something, I think. Mm-hmm. Maybe close to 50, you reckon?
Yeah, I don't know.
And out of them...
I'm just making eye signals to confuse you.
Yeah, out of them... I'm going to go with D.
Eminem?
I was close to C, but I'm going to lock in D.
Should have gone with C.
Oh, no.
It was Snoop
Doggy Dogg. Oh.
That's all right. That's all right.
It hurts.
Jumping back in the chair, we got a new person playing. Hello, Herbie.
Hello.
$1,000 question. Lisa Kudrow from Friends.
Yes.
So she played Phoebe?
Phoebe, my favourite, yep.
Okay. Did she date one of these people after they met in, it was like a class, an acting class,
yeah.
Jimmy Kimmel, A. B, Jimmy Fallon.
Oh.
C, Conan O'Brien. D, David Letterman.
Okay, so all talk show hosts.
Yeah. If you've noticed, I've sort of grouped them all together.
I'm gathering.
Yeah.
I'm leaning towards a Jimmy. Can I?
Well, there's two Jimmys in there, so maybe I just could go create.
So is it good with having?
I can't tell you anything. I'm the host of the show.
Okay.
I don't want to give away money. I'm trying to save it for the bosses.
Jimmy Fallon or Jimmy Kimmel? I'm going to go with Fallon. It's Kimmel, isn't it?
No, it's Conan O'Brien.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Toby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
Herbie. Yes. This is where we love to get your thoughts on the daily topics. Yep. See what you've done in the studio. See what you've said off air. Also stuff that's happened in the news too.
Get my opinions on the matter.
That's right. Yeah, nah, for no, nah, yeah, for yes. Kicking it off with this one. Tomato sauce in the freezer.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
Yeah, nah, no way, fancy pants. I didn't think there could be another argument with the tomato sauce. With people who do pantry or fridge, they need to actually shut up for themselves because no one wants to hear that one. And some bored person out there has obviously gone, hang on, I'm putting it in the freezer to open the can of worms, and I'm not having it.
I just want to troll you.
I'm not having it. Like, stop it. Who cares? This isn't going to improve anyone's life.
So this is all because of a new meat pie. But it's got, we've talked about this, I've brought it about four times. But it's got the layer of tomato sauce inside the pie. So you don't have to actually, so it's obviously a frozen layer. And then,
it's stupid.
Don't have to sauce. I mean, it's genius.
No, I'll try it, yes. But I love getting a nice meat pie. It's hot and you get the sauce bottle and you just shove it in and give it a squirt.
Do you take the lid off sometimes?
Of the pie?
Yeah.
Nah, I'm a mess. You just put it in there, poke some holes.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? For your safety, though, because I know you're the one that really cares about this pie, we can try it.
Okay. That sounds good. I'd like that.
You're so happy in your face. You're so happy.
Having a credit card implanted into your hand.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
Yeah, nah. Why? 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 That is so silly. Yes, you can use your hand, I'm sure, but who wants to? You could accidentally tap things. People don't even use their card to tap because they're so scared that someone can do this and that. What about your finger? You just walk past and you're paying for everyone's groceries. There's a hazard in that.
You get a pie. So Amazon One's rolling out. So this is basically where you've got a chip in your hand and you can pay for things.
But
you're all connected to the cloud and then you just basically tap and go.
Why can't we just have our bodies? Like, and then have a wallet. Is it that hard?
Well, they reckon the chips are coming pretty soon too, the Neuralink. You know how they implant that into your brain and then you can control things with your mind?
Well, no one's doing that.
Yeah, they are.
No, they're not.
There's already people that have a chip in their brain.
Yeah, and they're not quite right, are they?
Well, they're just the pioneers, aren't they? I know you won't risk it.
Or do I have one in me already?
You're still going to knock your phone. asking someone to feel your armpits.
Yeah, nah. Nah, yeah.
Nah, yeah. Well, why not? Sometimes you might want them to know your temperature and people can put the little thermometer under your arm and that's how they do it. Or maybe you've got a lump under your arm and you want someone to check it. Or maybe you're just a bit sweaty.
So you were hot yesterday and sweating and you said, come here and put your hand in my pits.
I asked you. I didn't force you. I said, would you like to put your arm and feel my pit?
It did start to escalate from that point. I'm just saying, there were some weird things that you said to me yesterday. You're very close.
I can't even debate this one.
No, because it's true, isn't it? It happens.
It's true.
Yeah.
Items of clothes did come off.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Toby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Remember the Yellow Pages?
Yeah, of course I remember the Yellow Pages.
The book that has all the information in it.
I more remember the ad with
Nat Happy Jan.
Well, that's one of the great ones.
It is an all-time classic. But it turns out there's a guy over in New Zealand who's got his knickers in a knot because of the Yellow Pages. He's a small business advisor, Jeff Neal, and he is lobbying at the moment for the company, the Yellow Pages, to get rid of it. And if they can't get rid of it...
Don't need it anymore.
Don't need it. He wants it to be an opt-in situation instead of an opt-out. So he's giving you a choice, but he's very passionate about why we shouldn't have it. And it all comes down to the environment.
Makes sense. Everything's online.
It is, but there's something nostalgic about a Yellow Page.
When was the last time you used one?
Well, when was the last time I used one for its actual purpose?
Oh.
A long time ago.
Yeah,
but
okay, so you don't want it for its actual intended purpose, you just want it for show.
Well, they've come in handy sometimes. I get quite tight shins, and then I would use the Yellow Page book to stretch out my calves. And it's the perfect height for it. Perfect height. So if they discontinued it, what can I use?
Like a wall?
It's not the same vibe, is it?
No, it's okay, a bit thicker. Okay.
Well, have you ever used the Yellow Page for anything else?
Yeah, well, I just kind of got an idea from it, like, because I just think, like, you could use it for shredded paper, right?
Yes, you could.
Because, and you could use it for stuffing for dog's beds.
Yes, you could.
I tried to make dog beds
Did
once.
You?
Yeah, I tried to make dog beds once. I bought a sewing machine just so I could use dog. And do you know how expensive the filling is? So, because I saw this video online of the dogs at shelters.
They and you're a handyman if I've ever met one. I think tradesman. I go,
yeah,
gosh.
Yeah. So I saw this video of dogs online where they were at shelters and they didn't have a bed. So I told Kat, no, we're going to start making beds for them. And then I was like, this is too expensive. Maybe we should just donate.
So now after this, you're going to be the guy going around after the Yellow Pages has dropped and just seeing who's left it for a day so you can collect it to fill up your
that's
dog
right.
bedding.
Yeah, that's right. Just shred it, put it in a dog bed.
There's a use.
I won't knock either. I'll just can I use this? Yeah. Okay, fantastic. It is Herbie and Josh driving you home on K-Rock. No, I'm far, far.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Emails, they're not a fun thing. They're not really ever a great thing. They're just always giving you work to do.
Yeah.
Or telling you information that you don't really care about.
All of a sudden, you're just like...
You're in a rabbit hole in your own emails. And how many people delete ones that they don't even open? Most of us, because we don't care.
No, you see it go...
But then you hear of some people who live for an email, and I put them in the
better
category...
better reply to this one.
Yeah. They normally fall in the category of a passive-aggressive email. And I fell victim of one of these today, I believe.
Right, okay. So you reckon people that take joy in writing...
emails.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, like a passive-aggressive one, because they know that they're talking down to you.
Yeah, they're weapons when it comes to the email industry.
Yeah, okay.
And there's some phrases that I think just always people know they're coming across aggressive, like, as per my last email, or even going forward, I would prefer that you...
Oh, no.
This is a classic one. Reattached for your convenience.
Oh, get out.
Hit it. As no doubt you are aware. It's like rubbing it in your face.
It's just like saying, no, you haven't done what you're supposed to do. Okay, you know, just take the approach of just going,
okay, take it on the chin.
Don't worry.
Oh, do let me know if I'm misunderstood here.
If you need any more information,
hit me up.
Check out
www.google. Exactly. But they're all phrases. And what happened to me today isn't a phrase.
Right.
It's one word that I believe is worse than a phrase. And it is the word okay.
Whoa.
Okay.
See, that one's not bad.
That one's not bad. The one that came to me was caps locked.
Ooh.
And it was just that, caps locked. And then there's just normal conversation in just normal letters.
I reckon it'd be worse if they spelled out the full okay, like O-K-A-Y. You'd be like, oh, this guy means business.
I had a friend in school who would always okay on emails.
Oh.
And then it got worse to she didn't even okay. She didn't even okay A-Y. She just got to K.
Oh.
Is that the highest point of rudeness in an email?
If they're not even putting the O in front of the K.
It's just a K.
Do you know what? They've almost given up on you. They're like, nah.
It takes out the special K and just makes it a K.
It's horrible.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.